someone to something that is heat. Cause it's late in October and tar still melt in the street. You tiptoe for ages but lose yourself, flipping back pages, unbuckling belts.
WMFL Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Do You by Spoon.
Spoon.
Spoon. How do you feel about spoons, Kayla?
They're cool.
Spoons are cool.
Soup. What else do you eat with a spoon? Ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Pudding.
Oh, yeah. Pie.
I usually eat it with a fork.
I guess I'm weird.
Ooh, this should be a topic. What foods, fork or spoon? You know?
Sandwich. Just kidding.
Pie is definitely one of them.
Pie, yeah.
Rice.
Or chopsticks. In that case, with rice.
It depends on what kind of rice. So, like, sticky rice is okay with chopsticks, but, like, other rice, sometimes it's hard because we don't know what we're doing.
I would say fork for most rice.
Yeah. But, okay, but here's the thing. It's, like, usually, okay, so if I'm having rice, but I'm also having something else with that rice, and there's, like, things in it, like meat or vegetables, fork. Because then you gotta, you know, stab it.
You gotta stab it, I see.
But if, like, I'm having some, like, leftover fried rice, you know, from that takeout, I go spoon.
You go spoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if it's just that.
You just go spoon.
Yeah.
I guess because the rice will fall through the cracks in your fork.
I mean, like, they don't. But, no, like, I don't know, spoon. You just, like, because a spoon, you get more.
Yeah.
And you just scoop that in, you know? Just pile it in the mouth.
You think the artist Spoon was thinking about rice when they came up with their name?
Maybe. Maybe they like to eat rice with a spoon.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's our theory.
Yeah.
A little
mini conspiracy.
Four minutes in, and we've already got you a conspiracy for you.
We do. Okay, so you're listening to WMFO.
I have a question about the song that's next. You put the song, it says in all capital letters, Laid Back.
Oh, it's a good song.
By Rat Boy, and the album title is Scum.
Oh, it's a good song, though. I played it, like, a long time ago on the show.
All right, let's play it. I'm really interested. I have so many questions about the naming conventions that they chose.
They're being so unconventional. They're so postmodern.
Okay, let's play it. Okay.
What is form?
What form? What is form? Form does not exist when
it
comes to art.
Nothing exists.
We'll
it's all in our minds.
With the conspiracy about why nothing exists.
It's a simulation.
Okay. Okay, bye. Oh, speaking of I'll talk to you about The Matrix later. Okay, let's go.
Oh, it's a good. I like The Matrix.
They're playing it at the theater, the Brawl, I guess. They're playing,
the original
back
one?
To back.
The OG?
They're playing, is there a
all
remake?
Three of them?
They're playing back to back all three. I think
they're making a new one.
Oh, they're making
like
a new
remake.
One.
I think they're doing a remake of the original.
That sounds
the first
bad.
One is good.
Yeah, The Matrix is classic.
It is a classic.
Remake it. Don't remake it. It's going to be bad.
Well, that's all that, you know, people like to remake things all the time, so we can't stop them because they're like, oh, Matrix was so popular, let's make it again. But sometimes they happen too soon. Like, when did The Matrix come out? 2000 or, like, 19... No, I think it was before 2000.
I think it was 1999.
Okay, so she was close.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Keanu, my man.
Keanu Reeves acting all cool and stuff.
Keanu Reeves seems like the coolest person ever.
Honestly, yeah.
Do you know he's, like... So, Danny really, like, you know, his video games, he's into those.
Okay. Okay, this is news to me.
You didn't know he would like...
I didn't know Danny liked video games.
Oh, Danny has, like, hundreds of video games.
Oh, wow.
Some of them are, like, actually worth money, too. Like, he's, like, collects them, and he, like, loves video games.
Cool.
So, one time, he was watching this, like, they have, like, these things come out, like, the developing companies, they come out with, like, basically, like, previews of what's to come and, like, what's in development right now. And there was, like, this game that Keanu Reeves was a legit character in it.
Like, a character?
Well, like, I don't know if it was actually Keanu Reeves, but the person in the video game looked exactly like him, and he voice acted it.
Ah!
So, like, Keanu's in... He's
really funny.
He is transmedia.
Oh, my
All
gosh.
Media has...
That
he
is,
transgresses
that
media.
Is something.
Like I bet you there's a Matrix video game too. There's
I
gotta
bet
be.
There is. You know we're gonna straight up Google.
Okay,
this
Danny, you need to give us the knowledge music. Of this. I think he's
All right,
listening.
Let's listen
I don't
to
know.
Laid Back. This will be my first listen, or I guess it won't be my first listen, but I forgot about the other listen. So, basically, yeah. Here's Laid Back.
Laid
by
Back.
Rat Boy from their album Scum.
Scum.
The rough times, which were all the time. And I didn't know your name when I saw you in the rain on the cold night, which is every night. Is it easy for you? Cause it ain't been for me. And lately, well, I've been lonely. And time moves slow everywhere that I go, because Penelope, you are my energy. I kinda miss you in a way, but I can't say.
Yeah. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. Your name.
down at the station by the lane with my hands in my pocket, jingling a wish coin that I stole from a fountain that was down on the cares in the world. When I get older, climbing up on the back porch fence just to see the dogs running with the ring and a question. And my shivering voices slinging through a crack.
Na 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 na, I better go it alone. Na 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 na, I better go it alone. Na 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 na,
down on the corner, see me standing on a makeshift comb with the dust on.
Na 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 na,
black shadow, pull a hammer from a coal mine down with your daddy.
Hey guys, we're back because we had technical difficulties and accidentally turned off the song, aka I did that.
I don't know, maybe you were going for something there. I don't know.
It's called experimental radio. Yes. It's where we stop songs.
Because we're breaking from form. That's
why. We're breaking from form because we're cool.
Yeah. Anyways, for one moment we aren't gonna break from form and we're gonna do a PSA.
Yes.
So here's what I got for you today. Pedestrian safety PSA. On February 8th of what year, I don't know, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner and Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage to his truck's body. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing streets, even if you have the walk light or other clear right of way. Bad drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop what they do or to stop for you. It's critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and don't drive away if they hit you. Oh. A potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I didn't read the whole PSA before I did this, and I didn't know that it was going to say that no one cares about you. And I was like, you're right,
some
but...
The PSA boils down to some people don't care about your life. Wow. The radio, someone wrote this down.
Some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you.
Someone wrote this down and put it in this binder and said, yes, this should be said on air to everyone.
No, it's just fine. I just picked this one because the walk sign outside this intersection of this building was broken for a little bit. Mm. So I was like sometimes just standing there for like 5 minutes plus being like, I need to cross the street here, but it's not working. So essentially I just went to the other side where it's not the big cross where there's a lot of traffic. I go to the one side where there's less.
I know what you're
because
talking about.
They
That's
have
how I got
yeah
here today.
Because there's a light there when the other cars are going, so you can easily cross the street.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one that's through the area where basically all the cars go.
Mm-hmm.
You can't cross it at any time without a crosswalk unless there's just nowhere and around because there's so many different lights that lead through that area.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You would die. Also, every time I'm here, almost every time, there is at least one car beep outside at this intersection because people do not know how to drive in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people... I hear beeps at least 5 times a week here.
Yeah,
beeping at each other because they...
Or, like, yelling.
And it's all because these people go in this one lane and they think, oh, I can turn right from this lane, but they can't. So then they just cut everyone off.
Yeah, that's the problem with this intersection. It's very confusing.
It is confusing, and there's too many in and outs into it.
Mm-hmm. I see what you mean. Go
yeah.
on.
The roads are not planned very well in Massachusetts because it's old here.
They're horrible.
It's very
yes.
old. Yeah.
They were, you know, back when it was, they were, these are the roads from when it was a free for all with carriages and
yeah,
stuff
the,
like that.
The buggies, the horses.
I'm guessing there weren't that many like horse carriage accidents, but I don't know.
Probably not. Like, unless there were, I don't know.
It seems like the horses would at least naturally avoid each other.
Yeah, but look, like, just looking outside, it's impossible to cross the street unless you don't have a crosswalk on that side.
That's right. Don't jaywalk. Save your life. Because no one cares.
You would die.
I'm kidding. I care about your life if you're listening. Probably.
I don't want people to die.
That's true. I don't want people to
die. Unless they're really bad people.
Yeah, unless they're absolutely the worst scum of the earth.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Rosemary's Baby?
Oh, yeah. So that baby can die. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That baby can die because it's Satan. But it was just... Okay, so I haven't seen the movie, but my film professor showed us the ending of it to demonstrate some point in class, and I don't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. I think something about... Because we were talking about movies that... horror movies that have pervasive evil, where the threat just seems to be like always there and looming in society and underneath the fabric. So we talked about like The Shining, you know, because they're a normal family.
When that tone just never like lets up, is that what you're talking about?
Well, like the idea of pervasive evil, the example would be like The Shining. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't go crazy until he's in that hotel, and the atmosphere of the hotel and the evilness of the hotel drive him insane. So it's just this idea that there's always evil living with us, and even in our normal lives.
It's like he had the evil in him, but it didn't come out
until it was provoked by the evil hotel. Yeah, the movie's a little different with that perception than the book, but it's...
Oh yeah, I read the book too.
Yeah,
good.
I didn't read the book, but like my friend Miranda read the book, and she told me all about it when we were watching it for class, and how in the book it's more so that the hotel drives him crazy, but in the movie it seems like he's a little crazy at first, and then the hotel just makes him more crazy.
I mean, I would say in the book I would say he was kind of a bad guy in the book before he went to the hotel, because there's these parts about like how he was drinking and he was mean to his wife before they were even in the hotel.
Yeah,
they like go into his backstory. So I think he was kind of a bad guy before he even...
Yeah, yeah, and that's obvious in the movie too. I think it's just because Jack Nicholson it always looks insane.
That is true.
So maybe, apparently Stephen King didn't like that he seemed a little bit crazy at the beginning of the movie. He wasn't supposed to be crazy. He was just supposed to be, you know, a bad person.
A bad dude.
I would say more colorful things, but this is public radio.
It's
freeform. It is freeform.
Keep it freeform.
But yeah, be safe crossing the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be safe crossing the street, and people do care about you. Yeah.
But why did we get into this conversation of the horror movies again?
Pervasive you said Rosemary's evil. Baby.
Oh, yes, I need to get back to that point. Yes, I'm getting back there because we had a little tangent.
We always have little tangents.
You know I always forget. But he was just showing us to illustrate that point. And at the end, so not only having seen, I knew what the movie's about. Mm-hmm. I just haven't seen it before. Mm-hmm. And just only seeing the very end where she walks in and she finds out that her child is Satan and they want her to be the mother. Like, they want her to still be the mother of the child.
Honestly, I mean, that's the best part of the movie, so.
Yeah, probably.
A lot of it's kind of boring.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Also, the person who made it is a rapist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Roman Polanski fled to France.
Oh, he made it.
Because he, yeah.
Oh.
And, apparently, so the Cesar's part is stupid. She accepted her misery as a mother to this Satan. Why couldn't she just kill him?
Well, I feel like if she killed him, then the people in the room who were like Satan worshippers would have killed her. But like, yeah, she loves this baby, and I think that's weird.
Yeah, like, and I understand that you birthed it.
Yeah, but you birthed the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Like, what?
If I birthed the Antichrist, I would feel a responsibility to get rid of the Antichrist.
Right? It's so weird.
It's, I don't know. It's complicated. I'm glad that we won't have to deal with that.
You never know.
Yeah, well, you never know. Maybe,
never say never.
Maybe I'll be smited by this.
Yeah.
And we're just going to have...
We're going to both birth
yeah.
two halves of the Antichrist.
No, have you seen American Horror Story, the apocalypse season? Actually, no. It's a good season.
No.
It's about the... I can't tell you because it just ruins everything.
Okay.
You'll ruin the whole, like, plot.
Okay.
I mean, there's an Antichrist. But the child, like, the way it's...
Wait, isn't that from the American Horror Story, the first season?
Wasn't yeah, so you know that...
Did he come back?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The season is about him.
I remember because it ended with the baby, and then you're like, what's happening next? And then they're like, now it's time for asylum or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the baby from season one...
Comes back.
It, like, in
he grows
the
up.
Apocalypse season, yeah, he grows up.
And becomes... Wow, they really do wrap it together.
They
I was
do,
like,
and
are
it's
they
also they bring in the Coven season into it.
I like the Coven season.
Me too. They also bring a teensy bit of Hotel, but like you don't have to have watched it.
I didn't watch
it.
Hotel.
If you didn't watch
I didn't
it,
get, I stopped after like I don't know. I didn't get that far.
I actually did watch it, but I think I watched it after I watched this season.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you don't need to.
No.
Like, if you've seen it, it's like, oh, but you don't need to know what happened in Hotel to really understand
mm-hmm.
that part of... Because it's only in one episode, and mm-hmm. it's just, like, a small thing.
I see.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. It's actually really good.
Anyway.
It's way better than 1984. That was bad.
I didn't see the movie of that.
No, the... American
oh, there's
Horror
American
Story
Horror Story
1984.
Season of 1984. Well, I didn't see that either.
Don't watch it. It's stupid.
Oh, I won't watch it then. I think we should play like a tune or two and then get into our conspiracy crackdown for the day. It's going to
mm-hmm.
be very topical.
It's going to hit us hard.
Yeah. Very Tufts related too. So
yeah.
If you're listening to Tufts, you're going to have something coming up with our conspiracy crackdown. I think we're going to play Liar by... Built to Spill, you know? I started like...
Oh, my God.
The more you make me listen to Built to Spill, the more I like
I mean, I haven't,
spill.
Like, made you listen to them.
the more you increase the prevalence of Built to Spill in my life...
I have, okay.
The more that I think
they're
about
good.
Built to
I
spill,
like them.
You know? Yeah. So we're totally gonna play that now. Bye, guys.
Yeah. Liar.
Plans are all you make. Sometimes it feels nice to give up. Break her up, break up her now. Couldn't get words out.
Hey, that was Let's Get Tired by Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. And before that, we played Liar by Built to Spill.
Yeah.
Woo! You're listening to WMFO Medford. Whoa. That's my radio voice.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa. And it's a special time of the hour on Black Stripes or White Keys, isn't
it? It is.
Wait, did I say our own name wrong? Black Stripes or White Keys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
It's time for... Are you ready?
Yes.
You have to do it at the same time.
Yes, you're right.
I can't do it without you. It just feels
it's wrong. It's wrong.
Like, yeah, we have to both do it.
It's time for Conspiracy Crackdown. Okay.
Yeah.
So, today, our conspiracy is actually not a conspiracy. It's just gonna happen. But, so, I'm sure y'all have heard, or if you haven't heard, I'm going to bestow some knowledge on you, that Harvard has announced today that they are doing the rest of their classes online for the semester, and that everyone has to leave the premises by, I think, March 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So, essentially, the coronavirus, they don't want the students there to prevent... Well, because of their risk of getting it, and also if it's on a campus, it will spread very quickly. But, so our conspiracy is that Tufts is going to do that too, because we are next door.
Yeah.
There is also, I think, a confirmed case in Medford. I don't know if there's more than one, but there's definitely one. There's some in Arlington. There's some in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where else nearby.
I don't know where else. I've stopped like checking the map because like I don't even know where it's popping up. But yeah, so basically, I mean, if you're listening from Tufts right now, I'm sure you've heard everyone talking about.
Apparently, they're going to decide tonight whether or not they're doing it.
Uh huh. That was news to me. Kayla just told me this like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then also. What was I going to say? Oh, I also, one of my professors today was kind of making it sound like he hopes that maybe we will just only be gone for like a few weeks and then we'll be able to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, it's just so hard because, and I'm sure people at Harvard are complaining about this too, is if you're an international student, it's probably not safe for you to go on a plane internationally, and you might come from a country that is worse off than us in terms of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
I know South Korea is not doing... Wait, isn't it just Korea in general is not doing well? Is it just South Korea?
I'm not sure, but I feel like North Korea would probably not report anyway.
Probably not. So... Yeah, like South Korea's not doing well. China's getting a lot better.
Yeah, China's like
they're pretty contained.
Yeah,
it's like contained.
Cool.
Japan, I think, is a level 2 country. Italy is quarantined completely.
Yeah, Italy.
but yeah, it's just no like, bueno.
Yeah, if you come from one of those countries and you have to go back.
Yeah, and also, what about students that live far away and they can't afford to just, you know,
hop on a plane.
Home. Yeah,
I know. Like even like. Well, you know, the one good thing is actually plane flights are cheaper now.
Yeah, I was thinking that's probably the one good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, because normally it would cost me anywhere from, like, $200, $500 to, like, fly from the East Coast to the West Coast.
And that's just one way.
Yeah, right now it's a lot cheaper. I don't know. No, that's round trip.
Okay.
Yeah, round trip is like 500 to like go from east to west usually.
People are
just like noises outside. Yeah, so, I mean, basically the conspiracy is just that this will happen at Tufts.
Also, Trisha had a conspiracy that they're just going to tell us that we can't stay here anymore and instead just lock us all in a big room.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense. But I, like, was,
they,
like...
They want us to go away.
I was like, yeah, we should come up with conspiracies. And I was like, what if the conspiracy is just that they, like, lock us all in a room because we're so contagious because we're students, you know? Students are always spreading stuff, you know? We're, like, making out with each other, like, sharing drinks, I don't know, being packed into dorms, like touching
railings.
Yeah.
Doorknobs.
Railings. Yeah, students are freaking nasty.
Oh, let me tell you, I can attest to that because my bathroom in Stratton is the worst. They're so gross. I can't. It's not even a conversation I want to get into right now.
Someone in our suite doesn't flush.
Oh, that's the least of the problems.
Oh, wow. Okay, I guess we'll hear about that later. Yeah, or, you know, maybe the conspiracy is that, like, they're making all the students go home because they actually want to do some weird renovations with the school or, like, do something weird on campus that, like, they don't want the students here to see it. Like, build, like, I don't know, like, a spaceship or something. You know?
A spaceship.
Yeah, like, at all the
colleges. What if they are creating the Antichrist?
All the colleges across the United States have all agreed to create the Antichrist together.
So they're kicking us out so they can do it.
Yeah, it's going to require a lot of space.
Or maybe, the Illuminati is having, deciding that education is unimportant, and that this is their excuse for that. So the coronavirus is just going to destabilize the college system.
Yes.
And that in order... Oh my God, this is actually going somewhere.
Oh my gosh, this is so good. Okay. Keep going.
So the Illuminati created the coronavirus and paid off universities to get rid of... Well, not get rid of, but like...
Send their students home,
and the effect that slowly they will phase out classes. So basically, we'll have classes online, but then maybe they'll like start some internet glitches, so it's not working, and people get so frustrated that they give up. And then also the coronavirus is like, oh my God, it's getting worse, and then so they don't even have registration for next year. So they're just destroying the college system, and in a way preventing the bubble from bursting because the price, it's gonna be like the housing market, like the debt's getting so large that it's gonna burst.
They're worried just that like the housing market are too knowledgeable and that they're gonna find out what's actually going on with the Illuminati.
That too.
And yeah, I mean, for the coronavirus not being real,
and
all
also
because
we're young and progressive and gonna break the establishment.
They're thinking maybe they've been assassinating everyone who like has the coronavirus. Like, so that...
Or they just, like, inject them with a disease.
Yeah.
Or, it, like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they've got people everywhere.
Maybe it's not, like, okay, maybe they do have a virus, but, like, they're purposefully, like, giving it to people, and then so they can spread it.
Yeah, that's it.
But then, yeah, the college system. Mm-hmm. That's our conspiracy.
Blame the Illuminati.
They caused this. The coronavirus is all them.
What was it that the Illuminati is like underground or something? That one conspiracy we had is like the underground U.S.
Oh my God,
the United States is underground.
Yes, we did do that one. And I talked about how that movie Us is like everyone's underground.
Yeah. Oh, I love when we just merge all of our conspiracies into one.
So they're underground and then they're safe because while they spread the disease on the earth, they're going to be good because they're underground and they got their shelters and they probably got their like weird like farms and stuff.
Their weird farms. I wish you could see the hand gestures that Halo is making.
They just got so much. They have it all planned out.
Yes.
Speaking of which, in the American Horror Story season with where you know the kid grows up, he's like planned with the Illuminati the end of the world.
Oh my gosh.
So this is, instead of like nuclear annihilation, they're like, okay, no, like that's too basic.
Yeah, we're gonna do something a little
more. We're gonna do something like
insidious.
Disease. Yeah.
Not with a bang, but with a whimper.
Yes.
This is how the world is.
We want people to suffer. We don't want like a mat, like all at once. We just want like, we want it to like.
Yeah.
Because it seems more natural that way and people won't get as suspicious.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Okay. Please, like, okay. We just should have a disclaimer that sometimes with things we say are just so bad and that we mean it just for fun, where we don't actually mean any of the things we say, and that this is a serious epidemic, and we really hope that things get, like, get better soon, because there are people that are passing away from this, and they're, and everyone's lives are being affected in it in, some serious ways, and it's, you know, yeah, messing everything up.
What we're trying to do here is, you know, make the darkness into light. With
yes, you know,
humor.
Dark comedy is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And it's a great coping mechanism for many things, and that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your PSA for for our conspiracy PSA. Crackdowns. I know we sound stupid, and we are stupid, but we're just having fun.
Yeah, thanks. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes.
Medford.
Thank you for listening. If this so happens that we do have to leave campus, this will probably be our last show for a while. So thank you guys for always listening.
Thanks.
And being there for us.
Yeah, you know.
We will miss you. Hopefully, we'll be back.
Hopefully, we're not going to have to leave. Hopefully, this won't happen.
Yeah, and hopefully, if we do leave, we will be able to come back a couple weeks later. So mm-hmm. that would be pretty nice.
Ideal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to play you out with you one. What song are we going to play?
Later?
I don't know. I feel like it should be special.
I don't know. The next song is just like slightly emo. It's Motion City Soundtrack. It Had to Be You. But we could play something more special. We should play All J.
I feel like I was thinking that there's only like one song that I can think of that's really emblematic of Black Stripes or White Keys, and it's neither a Black Keys or White Stripes song. It's just Breeze Walks.
I don't know.
We played it not too long ago, too.
Yeah, I don't remember why. This is just a song that created our radio show somehow.
Yeah, it just happened.
Okay, here's Breeze Blocked by LJ.
Bye.
But hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Cedrazine, your fever scream me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the muffins go? They go along to take your honey. Rain down our weeds. Build a breakfast down and say my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle, toe to toe. The fear has gripped me, but here I go. My heart sings as I jump up. Your hand grips and as my heart is shining sleep, my love, love, love. She bruises calls, she splutters pistol shots. Hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine. My love, love, love.